Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A large structure fire was reported at the Industrial Pumps of Alaska building behind AmeriGas in Soldotna on Frontier Avenue. Multiple hoses stretched across the Kenai Spur Highway while crews battled the fire. Central Emergency Services, Alaska State Troopers, and Soldotna Police and utility crews from NSTAR and Homer Electric Association all responded to the scene. By around 9:30 a.m. Thursday, the structure fire was listed as being under control. Efforts to fight the fire were hampered by multiple motorists driving over the fire hoses, since several were stretched along the highway. According to a relative of the owner, the structure is a two-story building. The bottom level's commercial use, while the upstairs portion was being remodeled and under construction. However, there is currently no known cause of the fire. During the incident, portions of the Kenai Spur Highway was closed down, and traffic was diverted to Bridge Access Road and the Sterling Highway. Again, no known cause of the fire at this time. Kelly Chewbacca, who is running for the Alaska U.S. Senate seat held by fellow Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, announced plans Wednesday for a fundraiser hosted by former President Donald Trump. Chewbacca's campaign provided a copy of an invitation for the fundraiser that shows it's set for February at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida. Chewbacca released a statement saying, "It's a great honor to have the endorsement and enthusiastic support of President Trump. I'm thrilled that he will be hosting this event." Chewbacca, former commissioner of the State Department of Administration, announced plans to run for Senate in late March. Murkowski hasn't formally announced any re-election plans, but has been raising money. Chewbacca has lagged behind Murkowski in quarterly fundraising totals, according to reports filed with the FEC. NOAA Fisheries issued a final rule to implement Amendment 14 to the Fishery Management Plan for the salmon fisheries in the Exclusive Economic Zone off Alaska, or Salmon FMP. The final rule, which was filed in the Federal Register, prohibits commercial salmon fishing in the federal waters off Cook Inlet. This area, 3 nautical miles to 200 nautical miles off Alaska, referred to as the Cook Inlet EEZ. Senate President Peter Michicki told KSRM,
"Clearly, I'm disappointed on NOAA moving forward with what I see as poor public process on closing half of the Cook Inlet drift fishery area, which is essentially what is represented by the exclusive economic zone. It's half of the area, and many fishermen only fish in the EEZ. I'm a Cook Inlet drift fisherman. I fish about half of my time in the EEZ. Although this is the result of a lawsuit that was laced with unintended consequences, and I absolutely agree with that, people should have come to the table and been able to work this out. And that's not what happened. During the public process, there were hundreds of comments against this alternative, Alternative 4, which closed the EEZ, and there was one comment in favor. There was clearly a lot of public process in the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council who voted to support Alternative 4. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game made it very clear that they would not support any other alternative. And I'm disappointed in the council. I'm disappointed in the department. We have to do better."
The measure will be in place for the 2022 Cook Inlet EEZ commercial salmon fishery, affecting the Cook Inlet Drift Gillnet fishery. It doesn't close salmon fishing in state waters. Cook Inlet Drift Gillnet fleet can continue to operate in state waters, according to NOAA Fisheries. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council first developed the salmon FMP under the Magnuson-Stevens Act more than 40 years ago. Current one excludes designated federal waters in Cook Inlet, which allowed the state to manage commercial fishing in the area. DetailsRadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.